Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. In order to fully understand this one, I strongly recommend that you listen to the previous episode, which is called The Bank Robbery Part 1. It should be episode number 298, I think so. So whatever the number is, you need to find The Bank Robbery Part 1 and listen to that in order to fully understand what's going on in this episode. So just to give you a little bit of a summary of what happened in the first one, basically, I've invited some of my friends into the apartment and I have asked them to play a communication game. This is a game that I sometimes play with groups of learners of English. It's a game that tests the communicative skills of the group. It's a good chance to practice speaking, but also to get some insight into the way in which they communicate. And also it's a good way to look at sort of like, you know, the correct way to work as a team and specifically some bits of language that you might use to manage communicative tasks. Okay, listen to part one to get more information about that. The idea of the communication game is that it's a bank robbery. So what my friends have to do is choose the day, the time, and the method of this bank robbery, and also they need to choose some team members to join them. Okay, just to remind you of the names of those team members, we have the shooter, who is an expert with a shotgun, but he seems a bit trigger happy. They have the inside man. This is someone who works in the bank and who may be able to help them to locate the right spot for a tunnel into the vault, or who may be able to help them by delaying the police by waiting 5 minutes before setting off the alarm. That's the inside man. There's the safe cracker, who is an expert at opening locks and who might be able to help them get into the vault a little bit more quickly. Apparently, it will take him 2 minutes to break into the vault. There is the driver, who is an expert getaway driver, who will help them to escape from the police. And who else? There's the tunnel expert, who knows exactly how to dig tunnels properly. And there's Jimmy the informant, who might or might not be able to give them key information about the police. Okay, so again, listen to the previous episode and you'll pick up lots and lots more information to understand what's going on. The last time, in the last episode, we heard the team discussing their plan, and it looked like they were it looked like they weren't very keen on the tunnel idea, and that they seem to be in favour of entering the bank by the front door. So I wonder, how are they going to do this? Are they going to choose to take guns? Will they wear masks or not? Which day are they going to attack the bank on, and at what time? And also, which other team members are they going to bring with them? Let's wait and see what happens, okay? You can actually listen to the rest of the meeting now, and listen all the way to the end in order to find out exactly what happens. Do they get away with the money, or do they die in the process? I wonder. You'll also hear me explaining the best way to complete this task and the different outcomes based on different decisions that could have been taken. Okay, as ever, leave your comments on the page for this episode at teacherluke.co.uk. But now it's time to continue to listen to this meeting in order to plan the perfect bank robbery.
So if we tunnel, we can get some stuff, and it could work, but we're aiming for all of it. So kind of tunneling for us isn't really an option. So we're aiming for a Thursday break-in. Yeah. Now we need to decide if it's a full frontal break-in or a sneaky inside job break-in.
So the bank is unstaffed that night. Nobody's in the bank after 8 p.m. Wanted to share that info.
Okay. But when the bank is closed, the doors are very securely sealed and protected. It's impossible, if we believe this, to break in when the bank is closed.
Mm-hmm.
So this means we have to do it on Thursday when the bank is open. If we're not tunneling and we can't break in when it's closed, we have to go in full frontal.
Mm-hmm.
I have... So just a couple of things on the gold, and then that's all my information done, basically. So the gold...
So, well, as far as time, we're looking for Thursday day.
Well, I would say after 6 p.m. because it says about, it talks about it being night a couple of times, and it's nighttime... It's,
what time does sun go down? Is it winter?
6 p.m. 6 p.m.
Sun goes down at 6.
Sun goes down at 6. Yeah. So we could do 6:30.
I'm just jotting down Thursday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. for the time being.
Yeah.
So the police are faster because they're not having crumpets, but we can get away faster too.
Correct. Mm. So the gold is easiest to steal when the security guards are taking it from the van to the vault.
Oh, I've got one thing to say about that, though. If we take the gold before it gets to the vault, it will have security devices on it. So the gold and cash are fitted with anti-theft devices, which are removed once they're in the vault. So the gold has to make it to the vault and we take it out. We can't get it before
it
comes.
What sort of anti-theft?
It has a paint and tracking device.
Ooh.
How about it being... the tracking device is on it when it's coming from the van to the vault. What about when it's coming from the vault to the van?
No, that's okay. Once it's in the vault, those devices are taken off.
And when's the gold being taken away? Wednesday?
Gold will be removed from the vault on Monday, October 10th.
I have to say that the tracking devices and the security stuff will be added to the...
It'll come back
to
on.
Anything... When it's moved.
The second it leaves the vault.
So when it comes into the vault, they remove it once it's in the vault. But when it's going to go out, they put it on.
So you're saying it has to be in the vault for us.
It has to come from the vault.
So that we can disregard that because it doesn't matter. When the gold is delivered at the bank, two security guards always take it through a back door and down the stairs into the vault. This takes 5 minutes.
Okay. So there's if we're going for a full attack, there was something about guns. You had, it's dangerous because they can kill you. I have, with guns, you can persuade staff quickly to open the vault for you. But I think we can all agree that guns plus Remingtons potential means death. Should we say no guns?
I don't know because I have Jimmy the informant has a close relationship with the police. And for the right price, he will tell you everything that the police know about your bank job. He wants $10 million for this information. He is not particularly loyal to anyone, either you or the cops. Well, okay, that doesn't...
Is that the inside man?
That's the inside.
No,
Jimmy the informant.
Jimmy the informant.
Sorry.
Well, because I think now the key people that we need to think about are who is going to help us. So we know we don't need a tunneling man. He's not going to help us because we're not going to tunnel in. So the people which might be helpful are the informant and the inside man. Who else is there in terms
of... The driver.
Tell me about the driver.
So the driver is an excellent getaway driver. He's
because we could be a driver, but carry on.
We could be. He's a professional stunt driver and he can escape from anyone, traffic permitting.
Okay, so you've got the driver, the shooter, the inside man, the safecracker, the tunnel expert, and the informant.
By safecracker, do you mean vault cracker?
He specializes in safes, but he can do vaults too. He's known, you know, as the safecracker, but he does vaults.
Anyone got information?
Let's make a short list of people.
Yeah, I do. The safecracker can open any lock in just 2 minutes.
Okay.
Any lock.
So people that are going to be useful to us are time is really important to us because we're going in the day. We need to get in and out before the police come because the police are going to be called and we're not going to shoot people down. So we don't need the shooter, so we can take him out.
Well, just so you know, the shooter is an expert with a shotgun. His specialty is crowd control and hostage situations. He has just spent 10 years in prison after his last bank job went wrong.
He
absolutely hates the police because they killed his brother.
Yes, well, I think it's going to be like Hannibal and Matteo. No, let's have no shooter because he's a wild man. He's crazy.
He's a wild card.
Someone like the informant or the insider, the driver and the safe cracker, they're all important. But can the inside man crack the safe for us? Blueprints of the vaults. I don't think the inside man is the right man for us. Tell us about the informant. Shall I tell you about the inside man quickly?
Yeah.
Okay. Inside man works as a clerk. He knows everything that goes on inside the bank. Okay, but we've been watching it. We know too. He can delay the alarm by 5 minutes. So the inside man earns us 5 minutes. He can also give you blueprints of the vault, which is useful if you're tunneling in. We're not tunneling in. So I'd put a big question mark by him. I think he might not be that useful for us.
Well, unless we're at 5 minutes... it's a question of 5 minutes then.
How much can the driver save us in terms of time? Who else can save us time?
The safecracker.
Tell me about the safecracker.
Can open any lock in just 2 minutes.
So he gives us, he does it in two minutes. So he costs us, so it will take 2 minutes for him to do that. Okay, let's write down the time. It takes 2 minutes to open the safe with the safecracker. It will take us 10 minutes to fill our bags with gold and cash.
Hold on.
So that's 12 minutes.
Sorry, I missed what you just said.
It takes 10 minutes to fill our bags with gold and cash and valuables. The safecracker takes 10 minutes, 2 minutes to open the safe. And the inside man could maybe delay the alarm by five minutes.
We have the police.
Mm-hmm.
So presumably as soon as we walk in the bank, the alarms are going off.
Well, it depends.
Unless we've got this inside man. Unless we have the inside man, he would
open the door for us.
Well, no, he would get us 5 minutes.
He can delay the alarms. So it looks
like the police have got 15 minutes. So, but when the alarm goes off, the police are at us in 15. So maybe we should write that down.
Sorry, yeah. So it takes 15.
Our limit is 15. We can't be in there for more than 15 minutes. Yeah.
So it looks like that we're going to go in, and they know we're going to rob the bank from the get go. It seems, unless we've got some other strategy which can confuse them or delay them.
It's a kind of a question of masks. If you go in with masks, they'll know.
Robbing.
The alarm. Oh, I forgot about the mask.
Yeah,
if you don't go in with masks,
information.
Yeah. Tell us about masks.
You can use masks to hide your identity. They will prevent you from being identified during the robbery. But if you enter the bank wearing masks, the staff and customers will immediately know it is a robbery, and the alarm will be set off. Or they might think that people are going skiing.
So in terms of like timing, if we go in with masks, everyone knows it's robbery straight away. If we don't go in with masks, we might have a little bit longer. It says here, I've got, you can enter the bank by the front door, but you will appear on CCTV cameras in the front entrance.
That's in the front entrance.
Yeah.
But
in the front entrance.
And so let's think about how we can get in the back door then.
Well, the back door, the gold is delivered.
Yeah, the side door of the bank is reinforced and cannot be opened from the outside. So we need someone from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Who are the other people that could help us?
When gold is delivered to the bank, two security guards always take it through a back door. So the gold gets... When's the gold getting delivered?
The gold will be... when the gold will be removed.
I
think the gold is coming in Tuesday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Tuesday morning.
I don't, the gold.
Do I have that?
I think it's coming in on Tuesday.
Yeah. Sorry, the bank will receive the gold bullion at 11 on Tuesday, October 4th.
See, if we want to get in the back door, that looks like that might be.
What does Jimmy the informant do again? He just delays.
The informant has a close relationship with the police, and for the right price, he will tell you everything that the police know about your bank job. Unless,
but he's gonna be a double crosser. We can't.
I'm not so worried about that. But I'm like, I don't know. Can he, like, if we're caught on tape, is that someone who can kind of get rid of that videotape?
He doesn't have that much access.
Okay.
He's just someone.
It's just information.
He's just an informant.
The informant's no good. Let's get rid of him. It comes down to.
Also, it takes 5 minutes. It will take approximately 5 minutes to persuade a staff member to open the vault for you.
Okay, so we need either the inside. I think it's inside man, safecracker, or driver. Those are the people who are useful.
5 minutes for someone to open the vault, but if we have a safecracker, then that doesn't include. That's a physically open or. Yeah.
So if you just go into the bank and you don't have the safe cracker, you can persuade someone to open the vault, but it will take 5 minutes.
Okay.
There may be a way to persuade someone to open the vault more quickly.
That's with a gun, but we decided we didn't want them.
So you've ruled out guns.
Well, it says if you have guns, you will quickly be able to persuade the staff to open the vault for you.
It'll take, you know, hardly any time. If you just point a gun at the person and say, open the vault, then they'll do it immediately.
Well, I like the safe cracker because 2 minutes doesn't seem like much.
I mean, if we had a gun and Remingtons weren't around and we get away before the police come, no one else has any guns. It's London.
What was the Remington thing?
So if we don't kill anyone...
Friday's a busy...
And we get away before the police come...
Hold on. The Remingtons, though, are only there on a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So we're not... So the Remington... So we could go in with guns.
Look, if the... Sorry, but if the police are called to a bank robbery, then Special Branch will...
They show
will
up
be with
guns.
Them. They'll be. They'll have guns.
We shouldn't use guns. Okay, all right then. Hold on. So if we take 5 minutes, so we've got 15 minutes. We've gone in, let's imagine we've gone in with masks. We've got 15 minutes till the police come. We've got 2 minutes for the safe, 10 minutes to load up the ship,
so
and 5 minutes to persuade the person. That's 17.
No, we don't need to persuade. If we have the safe cracker, we don't need to persuade anyone, correct?
Right.
Yeah, we do. Nope. We've got to get to the safe. Oh, no, if we persuade the person.
That's what I mean. Like,
okay.
We need to persuade him to actually open.
5 minutes for them to open it up, 10 minutes to fill up. That's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So we could just have or we could have the inside man. He would let us straight away to the safe and he would delay the call for the police by 5 minutes. Then we've got 10 minutes to fill our bags. So we've actually got 20 minutes. So we've got all, we've actually only spent 12 minutes or so. Do you see what I mean? Let me say that again.
Yeah, that was way too quick.
Let's say we choose our inside man. The inside man, we don't need to threaten him with a gun because he's our man.
Yeah.
So we don't need to spend 5 minutes persuading him.
No. But in this one here, so that's 2 minutes for the safe cracker.
Hold on. I'm not finished. Luke is looking a bit cross.
There's something you may not know about the inside man. He doesn't have access to the keys.
Okay, that's fine. Listen to this. Our inside man is our man. We don't spend 5 minutes persuading him. He sees us. We've got masks on. It's a robbery. No problem. He takes us straight there. Safe cracker. Bam. 2 minutes. He's cracked open that safe. 10 minutes. We've got all the stuff in our bag. So let's say that's 15 minutes because it's not like no time.
How do we escape?
Listen, our inside man delays the alarm by 5 minutes. He's our inside man. That's what he does do. He's earned us 5 more minutes.
So we've got 20 minutes.
So we've got longer now. We jump into the car with our driver, who's shit hot, and we speed off to safety.
No, because we've already used two if we have the safe cracker and the inside man.
We just get into the car. Can any of you drive? I can't. Can you drive?
Yeah, I don't know if my license is acceptable in the United Kingdom. I can drive.
But I mean,
and I won't need to get away because if it's 12 minutes, that means that's 8 minutes before the police show up.
Can you remind me what the inside man does? He delays.
He takes. We don't need to persuade him to let us get to the safe, and he delays the alarm. I'll reread for us all just to make sure.
But if we just have the safe cracker and the getaway guy, the driver,
We've got 3 minutes.
That's already just only 12 minutes, right? We can get to the safe. We get to the safe if with the safe cracker.
Yeah.
So he just opens it up with 2 minutes, meaning we don't need to persuade anyone because he can do it.
No, we need to persuade them to take us to the vault.
No.
We've got to get to the vault.
No, this is...
No, I don't think we need to.
This is 5 minutes to persuade them to open the vault.
Okay, so we just bust in. It's robbery. Out of my way, bitches. And yeah, we go to the vault.
We go directly.
Okay. Well, forget the inside man.
Because then that leaves us 3 minutes before the cops arrive.
Yeah, and if we have an ace driver...
12, and then the ace driver gets us away. A getaway is important.
And if it's after 6 p.m., there's only traffic in the morning, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And the police might be a bit pissed by now.
You mean drunk?
It doesn't say anything. Should we? That sounds good to me. Should we reread through all this stuff again just to make sure?
Our theory.
So, in theory, we're going Thursday evening,
6:30
p.m. Okay, so I'll start writing it down. And so the day is Thursday.
Thursday evening,
6:30 p.m.
6:30
after the sunset. Because there's less people.
Gang members. We're saying safe cracker.
Yeah.
We're saying safe cracker and driver.
And driver,
Masks and no guns.
Masks, yes. Guns, no. How to enter the bank?
Can we get there quickly with just masks and no guns? If you've got guns, you'll be able to quickly persuade staff to open the vault. But that's okay. Why would they let us through just with some masks? Wouldn't we need some sort of more persuasion?
Well, I don't think we.
Like if we just run in with a mask, I'm a bank robber. Let me through.
Cops, there aren't any cops there. The cops arrive 15 minutes, unless it's Friday and they're Remingtons.
That's
a security guy.
There may be some sort of...
When they see masks, they freak out because they've had bad experiences.
And you make a lot of noise, and you might not actually have guns, but you intimidate them enough to persuade them to... You know, you're very persuasive people. You're excellent communicators.
Okay, then. So that's enough.
And our English is impeccable.
Exactly, yeah.
So how to enter the bank? We'll go through the front entrance.
Front entrance, yeah.
And how to enter the vault safecracker?
Safecracker. What will you steal? Everything.
It all.
Okay, so let's go. This is the first draft. Let's see if...
All right.
Everything works out.
Amber, would you like to read out your bits?
Yeah, read out your bits.
Read out my notes.
And we'll just stop if we hear something that clashes with...
An alarm.
Okay, if you have guns, you'll quickly be able to persuade staff to open the vault for you.
We don't need it if we have a safe cracker.
When the bank is closed, the doors are very securely sealed. Bank's going to be open. If you enter the bank by the front door, you will appear on CCTV cameras in the front entrance.
We're going to have masks.
No problem. Okay. We have masks.
Golden cash fitted with anti-theft devices. That's okay, because we're taking it from the vault where they'll be gone. More likely to identify by witnesses during daylight hours.
It's fine. We've got masks.
It's And
it's night.
It's the evening.
And it's night.
The robbery in the dark is more likely to be a success because the roads are quieter and easier to escape by car. It is rush hour about 6:30, I'm just saying. Because it's not actually the middle of the night.
Not on this particular Thursday.
Okay.
But there's a football match on.
Everyone in everyone's
in front of the TV.
In a pub or at home.
Okay.
Right. It's England versus France.
It's all approximately 10 minutes to fill your bags. We've taken that into account. Then I've got stuff about the tunnel. Nights to take the tunnel, rentals in the shop, tunnel digger, and the inside man, which I'll remind us. Mm-hmm. He knows everything that goes on inside the bank. He can delay the alarm by 5 minutes. He can also give you the blueprints of the vault. His knowledge is essential if you plan to dig a tunnel, which we don't.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay, cool.
Sebastian? You have just discovered that the vault will also contain 80 million pounds of diamonds next week. They arrive on Wednesday, blah, 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 evening, but they will be removed on the evening of Friday, the 7th of October. Going in Thursday is perfect. Mm-hmm. The gold will be removed from the vault on Monday, the 10th of October at 8 a.m. We don't care. Mm-hmm. The bank will receive the gold at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, the 4th, so we're going mm-hmm. on Thursday. You will find it very difficult to get away from the bank quickly in the morning because of bad traffic. That's what we're doing in the evening. The sun goes down at 6 p.m., so we're going 6:30. No one goes into the bank at the weekend. After leaving the bank on Friday evening, the next member of the staff doesn't really matter. We're planning to go in on the weekday. Mm-hmm. The bank is unstaffed that night. Nobody's in the bank after 8 p.m. Doesn't matter. We don't mind staff. The side door of the bank is reinforced. Cannot be opened from the outside. That's okay because we're going in the front entrance. Jimmy the informant has a close relationship with the police.
Can't trust him.
Whatever, and he, yeah.
He's a dick.
Yeah. The shooter is an expert with a shotgun. He's
and a chip on his shoulder. We don't want him.
Yeah, and he's had problems with his brother. Well, yeah, his brother was killed. I guess that's kind of a problem. The safecracker can open any lock in just 2 minutes. That's why we like him. And masks. You can use masks to hide your identity. They will prevent you from being identified during the robbery. But if you enter the bank wearing masks, the staff and customers will immediately know it is a robbery. That's an fine. Alarm will be set off, which is fine.
We've got 15 minutes.
We'll be out plenty after of time. 12.
We think we've got 50 mm-hmm. minutes. All right, let me read it. So gold is easiest to steal when the security guard's taking it from the van to the vault. It's going to be in the vault, but then whatever.
Devices.
When gold is delivered at the bank, 2 security guards take it through the back door. We don't care. 20 million in cash will be moved Friday evening, which is fine because we're going in Thursday evening. There is a disused shop opposite the bank. The shop is a basement. We don't care. The bank is open from 8 to 8, Monday to Friday. Bank is closed on Saturday, Sunday. It's fine. When the bank alarm is set off, police are automatically called. They will take approximately 15 minutes to arrive at the bank. Approximately. Could be more or less.
It means exactly in this interval.
It's England. They're pretty precise.
Yeah.
Give or take, 2 to 3 minutes. Give or take a couple of minutes.
Okay. So it means to
15 minutes. You're okay, basically. Right. Okay.
It will take approximately 5 minutes to persuade staff to open the vault. We don't need that because we've got the safecracker who will open it for us. The driver, who's amazing, he's a good getaway driver. He's a professional stunt driver and he can escape from anyone, traffic permitting. Traffic's low at night. The robbery with guns is more serious than robbery without guns. Bigger prison sentence. The police are likely to open fire if you're armed. Mm-hmm. I think the guns might be a trick question. I think you might be putting it in there and we should use them. And there's another way of doing it that we can use guns. But we'll go with it. I think it's one of those. A robbery in the morning will be more of a surprise. And the police tend to be slower in the morning as they're usually eating donuts, drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. So we decided not to do the morning because of the traffic.
Because even in the evening they take 15 minutes, but we're going to be out of there.
Yeah. Friday's the busiest day in the bank. Bank employees, 2 extra armed guards with Remington shotguns and razors. we're not going in on Friday.
Very well shaved. Yeah. Very nicely presented.
The police will take an extra 5 minutes to arrive at the bank in the morning because of the busy traffic. Doesn't matter because in theory, if our calculations are correct, we're out of there 3 minutes before they arrive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's less traffic on the street at night, which is why we're doing it at night.
Okay, it looks like we're done.
I think.
So,
can you present the whole plan then, please?
Our plan is to, on the Thursday, October 6th, go into the bank at 6:30 p.m. with a safecracker among us and the driver waiting outside. We're going to go in through the front entrance wearing masks. Mm. We're going to go directly, as if we were customers, to the safe, the vault. And the safecracker will open the vault in 2 minutes.
Okay.
We're going to take 10 minutes to put all the gold and everything into our bags. and we were going to steal just about everything. Get it out into the van where the driver will be waiting for us and drive off.
So this is happening Thursday evening. It's about 6:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Front door. You're wearing masks. Why have you chosen to wear masks?
Because we're going in through the front door, yeah. So the camera cannot identify
okay.
us.
All right.
And more importantly, we don't want the camera to identify us, but since we don't have guns, we do need them to know it's a robbery.
The masks are going to... But also you'll go in going, okay, this is a robbery, give us all the money, don't, just ignore the fact that we don't have guns.
Yes, yeah. We're a bit yeah. worried about not having guns.
We could have fake guns.
If no one else,
fake guns.
If no one else has a gun...
It's possible to...
I've taken Kung Fu and apparently yeah. the safe cracker, he's wicked with the...
Now, the people in the bank don't have guns. In theory, because if we just walked in and they just shot us all, then that's the game over straight away.
They don't. Only the two Remington guys have got guns.
they're on Friday.
Friday. So you're okay on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, and the two people you're bringing with you, the safe cracker and the driver.
Correct. Yeah.
Is that right?
Hold on one second. Just before we finally conclude, if we were to have... Just a quick question. Like, yes. If we were to have guns, we could persuade the staff to open the vault. It might take the same amount of time as the safe cracker. Because it says if you have guns, you can quickly persuade staff to open the vault for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? We'd definitely get straight away and they'd open it straight away. And since Remingtons aren't around, we might not get shot.
And so we'd have more credibility going in. It's like, we're going to rob a bank. So it'd still take 15 minutes.
It would take 10 minutes to fill the bag and practically, 30 seconds to convince someone to open the vault is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the advantage?
Well, we wouldn't need the safecracker. We could have a different member of our team.
But it doesn't seem like...
That is the advantage. But then the disadvantage is we might all get shot because we've got guns and there might be the police might get there a bit early and kill us.
The disadvantage
is that they might say, well, we're not going to let you in, you gang
because
of
if
lunatics.
We did, if we went in with guns and we went in with the inside man, then we get an extra 5 minutes as well.
We get extra 5 minutes and the inside man knows we're not going to shoot him. He would just... But the thing is, we don't need the inside man with the guns because the guns, anyone would open the vault straight away for us. The inside man just gives us 5 minutes of alarm time.
Of extra time, yeah.
Does he, though? Because surely the minute we come in with masks and guns, they'll set the alarm off.
You could do that thing where you hold your finger underneath your T-shirt.
Can we do that?
And it looks like you've got a gun. It's just your hand under your T-shirt.
We do need to pretend we have guns, I think. If we go in with masks, we need to pretend we have guns. But we don't have a slip of paper that says we're allowed to pretend.
We can be really...
You're allowed to pretend you've got guns.
Okay, let's pretend we've got guns.
You can do the putting your hand under your T-shirt to make it look like there's a gun.
But I still feel if we pretend that we've got guns and the people think we've got guns, it's the same effect as if we actually have guns.
Except that ultimately I think a judge would probably say the fact that you didn't have guns means that it's less serious.
Yeah, okay. But we're not going to get caught, so that's...
But now that Luke's mentioned a judge, I feel...
Not all of this information is relevant. If you were to be caught...
It's going
to
be tunnel in. That's going to be the actual one.
You're greedy bastards. You should have tunneled in.
I think you're second guessing it. I think.
Okay, let's stick with our...
We went to everything.
Okay, let's go for it.
There doesn't seem to be any problem, so...
let's go. I was just summing up. Right.
Do we not even get like a little hint? Like can you poke a hole in one of the things?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, sorry. You guys are being very British about this. Let's go. Let's do this. We're committed.
We're committed.
Sebastian is the pragmatic American here.
Yeah. The British are like this. Ask less questions.
Yeah, ask questions.
Go in with no guns.
Rob banks first and discuss.
And ask questions
discuss
later.
Things later. Okay, so you're happy with the plan? This is the plan?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. Let me tell you what actually happened. Let's imagine that we are sort of some time after the event.
You're at our funeral.
Maybe. This could be a eulogy for all the three of you. I don't know. But let's see what actually happens. Okay, so Thursday, what's the date on Thursday? It's the 6th. Thursday, the 6th of October, rolls around. And you're all feeling nervous, but... You know, confident you're going to get rich. You prepare yourselves. You've decided to bring the safe cracker and the driver into the team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at 6 o'clock, you set off from the safe house in the van, the driver behind the wheel. You're feeling good. You get to the bank at 6:30. You stick your masks on. The driver stays in the car and you enter the bank. Immediately, the CCTV picks up the fact that some masked bad guys have just walked in. And since you don't have the inside man, the alarm is immediately raised. Bedlam. Chaos in the bank. Everyone's screaming around. You're kind of giving it the proper sort of bank robbery stuff, like, get on the floor, everybody, get down on the floor! And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, and everyone's like getting down on the floor, get down on the floor, don't be a hero, buddy!
I got a finger gun!
That sort of thing. I've got my hand under my T-shirt. This is serious. Don't look too closely. Look away, you know, get down on the floor, that sort of thing. Everyone's uh-huh. scared. You've got the safe cracker, so you go straight to, you know, it's not a complicated bank. You find the entrance to the vault. The safe cracker gets to work. 2 minutes later, he's managed to open the door. So you've got 13 minutes left, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
You start loading up the car with all the gold, and you've picked the right day. You've got gold, diamonds, and cash in there. So that's £200 million worth of stuff. 10 minutes later, the van is full. And you shut the doors of the van. Everyone's in. Vroom, the driver goes. It's the evening, so there's not much traffic. And you're cutting it pretty fine. You're cutting it very fine. That's the only problem there. But ultimately, you do manage to get away without the police managing to follow you, because you've got the driver. He's so brilliant. You get to the safe house without them following you. You've done it. You've made it. No one knows. The police don't know who did it. You've managed to get away with £200 million. Well done.
Yes! Oh, come on, high five.
We should rob a bank.
To be honest, there was a slight hole in the whole thing. You were really good because you got it right down to the finer details, and you discovered a little hole that I hadn't realized. What I planned was that the inside man was the only way that the safe cracker would mean that you wouldn't get that extra time with the inside man, but I should have recalculated it as 10 minutes for the police instead of 15. So that would have meant that only one option would have been possible. But you got one of the two, in fact.
I mean, the other option would have been
inside man and driver
and not safecracker.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Mm. So basically, shall I run through all the different outcomes?
Yeah, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. why not?
Okay,
yeah.
So we'll start with the day. So Monday, if you chose, well, on Monday, the gold will not have been delivered yet. So you'll get no gold and no diamonds on Monday, just the cash. So if you rob the bank after 11:10 a.m. on Tuesday, then you'll be able to get the gold and the cash, but not the diamonds. So Monday and Tuesday are out. On Wednesday, the diamonds will not be delivered until the evening. So robbing the bank on Wednesday means you'll only get cash and gold and no diamonds. There's not enough time at the end of the day to rob the bank. So Wednesday's out as well. Thursday, this is the best day to steal the gold, cash and diamonds. All right, well done. You made the right choice. Friday, this is a bad day because the extra security guards, those Remington guys, very well shaven, sponsored by Remington. Remington shaving gear and shotguns. So because they are there, they'll delay your exit and you'll end up caught in a firefight. And you'll either be arrested or killed if you rob the bank on Friday. If you have the shooter, you won't be killed because he will kill the cops and suppress the cops with covering fire. But you will be arrested. He'll kill some of the cops. It's terrible. Yeah, you'll go down and
we'll
there'll
do
be
bird.
You'll have blood on your hands.
Yeah, strict time.
You'll be in the lockup for a life sentence because of that crazy maverick, the shooter. Saturday and Sunday, the bank's closed. Just stay at home. Okay. Now, if you choose to enter by tunnel, which you didn't do, then you must rent the shop on Monday and start digging with the tunnel expert on Tuesday. Then you can take the gold from the vault on Sunday the 8th and escape before anyone notices anything. However, you'll only be able to keep the gold. The cash and diamonds won't be there anymore. So that's just £100 million. What's the point?
Hardly no. worth
What's
it.
The point?
Hardly
What's the
worth point? It.
So entering by tunnel was also possible, but you only get half the money.
Yeah.
What time? In the morning. Robbing the bank in the morning will delay the cops by an extra 5 minutes because of the traffic and the crumpets. So you will be able to leave before they arrive. However, you'll find it too hard to escape by car because of bad traffic, and you'll eventually be caught. In the afternoon, the police will arrive in 15 minutes, and your robbery will take 15 minutes. So you will meet the police as you leave the bank. That's if you don't have the safecracker or the inside man. If you have guns, you'll be able to provide covering fire to help you escape. If you have the shooter, he will shoot some police, tragically, and allow you to escape. If you have the driver, you will be able to escape. However, in the afternoon, witnesses will see the car chase and they'll report your number plate to the police, and in the end they'll hunt you down and they'll track you down and they will arrest you. Okay? In the dark, between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m, that's what you chose to do, well done. This is the best time to do the robbery. It'll take the police 15 minutes to respond. Your robbery will last 15 minutes and you'll meet the police as you leave the bank. This is if you don't have the safe cracker or the inside man. If you have guns, you'll be able to provide covering fire to help you escape. If you have the shooter, like before, he'll kill some police officers and help you escape. If you have the inside man, he will delay the alarm and the cops by an extra 5 minutes, and you won't even need to have a gunfight at all. This is the bit that I forgot, that if you have the safe cracker, you'll win yourself 3 minutes, and it's the same thing. You won't need to have a gunfight.
Okay.
If you have the driver, he'll help you escape the police and get to the safe house, and it'll be too dark for witnesses to see your number plate. Okay, Who to take? So the shooter, if you have chosen to enter the bank by the front door, he can help you escape the bank if the cops arrive as you're leaving. However, he will probably kill police officers and possibly some hostages too, and you want to avoid unnecessary killings. If you are caught eventually, then your prison sentence will be far more severe. The inside man, you need him to find the correct entry point in the vault for the tunnel. Without the inside man, your tunnel will not find the vault and you won't get any money. Also, if you enter by the front door, he can delay the alarm and the police by an extra 5 minutes. This means you don't need to have a gunfight and no killing will be necessary. The driver, if you choose to enter the bank by the front door, you will definitely need the driver to escape from the cops. If you raid the bank by the front door without the driver, you will be caught or shot. If you have the shooter and the driver, you'll definitely be shot. It's a bloodbath in that situation. Okay. So
there's no time.
Because there's not enough time. Yeah. Because, that's it. there'll be a big gunfight in the entrance to the bank, and then you'll get in the car and the police will chase you. It'll make a brilliant movie, but everyone will die. Everyone. The safe cracker, he's unnecessary. Although you found the loophole in my thing, so you actually found out that the safe cracker was a good thing, but I forgot. But anyway,
why did you think he was unnecessary?
Because I forgot to enter. I just got the police time wrong. I should have said it was 10 minutes for the police, not 15 minutes. Mm. If I'd made it 10 minutes, then the safe cracker wouldn't have been enough,
right? Because the inside man would have given us the 15.
Yeah,
because it'd have been 10 minutes to pack up plus the 5 extra for the inside man.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. Okay.
Yeah. So Jimmy the informant, don't trust Jimmy the informant.
Yeah, he's a dick.
He's a dick. And he's made a deal with the police to help keep him out of prison. He will tell you nothing useful about the police. In fact, he'll just tell the police everything about your plans. The police will already be there undercover and you'll either be arrested or killed. So don't speak to Jimmy the informant. He's Jimmy the informant.
No.
He's an informant.
Trust a rat.
A name like Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's just a no good double crossing rat. So the tunnel expert, you need his skills and expertise. If you plan to enter the bank by tunnel, if you tunnel into the bank without him, it'll take 7 days and that's too late. Okay, I could go into more detail about how to enter the bank and stuff, but I'm not going to. Masks or no masks? You chose masks. The staff immediately, if you have masks, the staff will immediately realize it's a robbery and they'll raise the alarm. You'll have 15 minutes. Okay. Without masks, then you'll be captured by CCTV cameras and eventually they'll catch you. Okay. If you're using the tunnel, don't need masks. Guns or no guns? Guns, you need them to, you can use guns to persuade a staff member to open the vault. So in the end, what I thought the best plan was, but you actually managed to find an equally good plan. You beat the game. You beat the system. Here's what I thought would be the best plan. Rob the bank on Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. when it's dark. That's what you did. Wear masks and carry guns.
Oh, we should carry guns.
Well,
because we got the safe cracker.
Yeah.
You used guns.
You found a more passive approach.
We found the less American approach.
I think you found the better approach. Yeah. I think Amber stuck to the no guns policy and it's paid off. So in my version, wear masks and carry guns. The inside man will delay the alarm, delaying the cops by an extra 5 minutes. You can then use a gun to persuade someone to open the vault.
Mm.
Just open the vault or I'll shoot you. I suppose that's what you'd say. I don't know. You can get the gold, cash and diamonds into the van in 15 minutes and drive away without being spotted at all. The police will arrive 5 minutes late, that's after 20 minutes, because of the delayed alarm. The police will have no idea who robbed the bank, and you will not have to kill anyone, and you can get away with maximum money like this. Okay, so that's the driver and the inside man. The other way is to do the tunnel. So you rent the shop, start digging on Tuesday, you get the tunnel expert, takes you 5 days.
Over the weekend.
Mm. Over the weekend. You finish digging on Sunday, so you get the tunnel man and the inside man. You get into the vault, you grab all the stuff, you get it
you
out, and you
out.
Just drive away.
Yeah, out to drive. The, out the shop. Yeah, just get the tube.
There is a possible problem with that. I mean, you only get half the money, and also there's a weak link, and that's the shop owner. You've had to bribe him, so you've given him some money, like, what, £5 million? Pounds or something. He has to pretend that he had no idea about the plan, and he also has to be very discreet about the money that you've given him. If he starts buying, you know, PlayStation 4s,
PlayStation 4s, because that's the first thing you buy when you get 5 million.
That's definitely a sign of a criminal.
Screw the Lamborghini, or I'm gonna get a PlayStation,
you know,
or
a Ford Focus or something. then the police are going to start being suspicious. And so if the police threaten him, he might give in under pressure and describe your appearances. So actually, I think you did exactly the right thing. Well done.
Smashed it.
How was it for you? How did the task go for you then?
It was very good to have Amber. You were very organized, Amber. So yeah,
thank you.
It was good. Like right away, she said, okay, let's start with the facts. No, but it was good to kind of go through, like, helpful to put the things in order. Like, I kind of put things, grouped things by the little logo here, like, time-related, you know. So we went through kind of all the things, the categories we need to decide upon.
So sort of categorizing the information seemed to help. Mm. Okay.
I enjoyed your long intro. It gave me an opportunity to think how I would rob a bank, which was nothing to do with these bits of paper, but it got me into the mindset.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that's good. Paul, any thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I wasn't sure if it was if it was going to be like a
trick.
Yeah, I thought it was too, like, I thought by the time we got everything, it was a little bit too easy. I thought, I'm always suspicious of those things when there's games or things like that, and sometimes, you know, that
you felt like you'd been led into this, and that there was going to be some twist at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, back door was left open, so the cops 5 minutes late, whatever, you know.
No extra information at the end. You managed to do it. In fact,
all that we hadn't, I think it was a really good idea that we went through all the information again once that we'd written
to make sure that our theory
down,
our plan was good,
tried to poke holes in it and
so double checked at the end. How would you rate your teamwork?
10 out of 10. I don't know,
it was good.
I thought it was good. There was no severe argument.
I felt the English was kind of an issue. Like, I felt like we're you know, it's hard to communicate.
Struggling
with,
to make yourself understood.
Between vocab, British and American, I can really...
Really? That was American sarcasm. He didn't really mean that.
How did you see it going?
I thought the teamwork was excellent. Now, obviously, that helps. It helps the fact that, you know, you all know each other pretty well, and also the fact that you've worked together in some respects before, like you've organised, you know, comedy shows and
it's very similar to robbing a bank, to be honest. Who are the two other people we should put on our show? Well, we've got this person, we've got this person.
What is he capable of doing? I actually think
do we go on stage with guns and masks, or do we...
I actually think it doesn't really matter what the subject matter is, except obviously with a bank robbery, there's a lot more pressure involved. But I think it doesn't really matter what the subject matter is. The task is basically about sharing information. I think that you all work together very well. You're on the same wavelength. I think if you were with people you didn't know, it might be different because there's a different trust element there.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see how native speakers who didn't know each other would handle this.
Also, I think another aspect, I don't know if you do this in your classes, but perhaps to time it, saying like you have like half hour or 20 minutes can kind of add that extra pressure of, you know, like, okay, we have to come up with something very quickly.
Then you might make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So time, I think
you did allude to that. You're like, oh, you've left it late because it's Saturday, and you've left it late to plan this bank heist.
But like, the time to organise it, you can only have sort of 20 minutes in your meetings to find the solution.
I thought that you all handled it very well, basically, and there weren't moments of miscommunication. I have seen before in this kind of thing, people not listening to each other. That's one of the main problems in these situations, that people don't listen. So one person has said a key piece of information and the others haven't really heard it, hasn't registered. Mm. And the person who said it doesn't then persevere. They just kind of lose confidence and just shut up a bit.
Have you ever seen anyone just get really mad and just like leave the room?
No.
Just be like, fuck!
No, thank goodness. But I'm always a bit worried that that sort of thing might happen, because I am making it is a very contrived exercise, and it could be kind of annoying and sort of frustrating for people to be pushed through this kind of annoying process rather than being given the freedom to just sort of do and say whatever they want. They have to, like, you know, pay very careful attention to the information that they've been given. So I'm often worried that people will just find it annoying. But
I think I think the details are not vague enough, but I guess vague enough for it to get, like, if the timing was even more precise things were even more precise, I can see that being annoying and people being like, no, we need to do this. It's like, no, because we've only got 14 and a half minutes in the, you know.
Yeah.
Or whatever the you know, if the we've only got a specific time of the day, like it was a, you know, we had from 6 till 8 p.m. basically.
If it's not clear, if there's some ambiguity in there, then that could be frustrating because the parameters haven't been properly defined. Mm-hmm. And so then people don't quite know what they're working with.
You created this game?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It's like one of those books, you know, the sort of choose the next bit.
You get choose to your the own end, adventure.
You know,
yeah. Goosebumps.
And they were good.
Choose Your Own Adventure. I used to love those books.
Yeah. Me too.
We had a whole series of those when I was a kid, and they were like, I think they were called Fighting Fantasy. And there was a whole range of them. Did you ever get those? The second one was called The Island of the Lizard King.
I don't know. I got The Island of the Lizard King, but we did have those books, you know.
Yeah.
I died, like, my first decision was, like, already, like, okay, you die.
You had a pair of dice and a pencil and a piece of paper, and you would roll the dice to work out where you went, but also you'd roll the dice whenever you had a fight with someone. And so, you know, you'd roll it, and if you got, like, between 3 and 6, then you won. And if you got between 3 and 1... Anyway, depending on the result you get from the dice, you know, you either sort of inflict damage on your opponent or you take damage. And often you'd have to choose, make a decision and go to the relevant page. And often you'd end up in a page where it just said, you died. you're a rubbish warrior.
Yeah. But I was always dying. It was always go to page blah. If you decide to carry on with the crazy experiment, go to the island here on page blah. Or if you decide not to. And I'd be like, yeah, let's go. You're dead.
Yeah.
Always.
And then in the end, I would just read through the whole book like a normal book and just piece it all together in my head. I'd just try and find the last. I never, ever managed to actually successfully complete them. And I could never be bothered to calculate all of the scores. You know, who cares?
I was always obsessed in trying to find like every possible way.
You go through all the different criteria.
But then you start realizing it's about 4 endings because they all somehow tie to it. It's like, you know, the first option, you go left and then right. And then that one still ends up having the same ending as the other one at some stage.
Yeah.
So a very, 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 very interesting way of writing books, I thought.
Some of the pages had like dramatic pictures on them. Mm. Like there's a picture of like this really hideous monster on one of the pages, and you'd be flicking through the pages and you'd like quite regularly come across this hideous monster. You're like, when am I going to meet this monster that I keep seeing? And then you never actually meet it, or you meet it and it's like kind of a bit of a disappointment. It's really easy to beat.
My dad used to read us those stories before we went to bed, and I think he was just lazy. He'd be like, right,
that explains a lot.
Turn to page 12, and then it's like, oh, you're dead. Night night. So maybe I was always winning, but
he knew the dead page. He knew that it was page 17, and he'd always.
He just couldn't be bothered anymore. What a shame!
Turn to page 14, and you fell asleep. So every story ends in you falling asleep prematurely. You're like, and you know, roll 6 to decide if the monster chopped your head off or you chopped its head off, and you roll the dice and it's like, and you fell asleep. In the middle of a battle? Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
You fell asleep for 10 hours.
Yeah, that's right. You fell asleep and you didn't complain about
anywhere
eating
between
vegetables.
9 and 10 hours.
You didn't wake up and go to the toilet in the middle of the night and then come and see me and want to sleep in my bed.
Yeah. So what do you reckon? Shall we actually rob a bank now?
Yeah.
Yo.
Let's do it.
We seem ready.
Well, let me finish my tea. I want to finish the tea.
Finish the tea first and then rob the bank? Yeah. So English. And thought you were American. So you've already, just spending time on Luke's English podcast, you're picking up these habits. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much for being on this episode. Thanks for taking part in this sort of experiment game thing. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I hope you'll be back on the podcast at some point soon.
Luke's 4, as opposed to Ocean's 11.
Luke's 4. Luke's 4. Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? You know, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Ocean's 11. Paul Taylor, Amber Minogue, Sebastian Marks, Luke's 4. No one would want to see that film, would they? Okay, well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. Don't forget, you can leave your comments and stuff, and you can read a bunch of content. Or if you found this episode confusing, which they might have done, then you can read a lot of this stuff on the page for this episode. Just go to teacherluke.co.uk, and your dreams will come true. Okay, don't. That's not a legally binding contract. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again soon. Bye bye. But can you say goodbye as well?
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Thanks again for listening to Luke's English podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.